Good morning. Let's begin. We're up to Perikov Tess. We are towards the end. Eov in Perikov Tess is describing in detail the wonderful life of his past, the good old days. And he is going to contrast what was with what is current, what is now, which will be described in detail in Perik Lamed. But still, we have a few psukim to continue describing his past experience. So we're up to pasuk chav beis. Okay, pasuk chav beis. I'll just go back one pasuk lamed, just to get into the flow of things. In pasuk chav aleph, li shamu vi yichelu the yidmu lomo atzasi. In the good old days, when I walked into a room, people listened to me, they would listen, they would yearn. People could not wait until my shir began, until I opened my mouth and I presented them with words of wisdom. V'yidmu l'mo atzasi, and they would be silent to listen, l'mo, corresponding opposite my counsel. When I would give advice, the people would
listen.
The people will listen very carefully. Let's review this pasuk. Let's review the pasuk of Aleph in the Mitzvus and the Rashi. Pasuk of Aleph, Li Shamu Kol Kach Chosko Yodi Alehim. My influence, my power was so great upon them. Adash Hashemu Li Kul Cholayim Morai. They would listen to every word I said. The Terem Devori. Before I would begin to speak, two very powerful words that would yearn and desire, shadaber devarai, that I should speak my words. People came early to my shiurim; they anticipated my words of wisdom. The yidmu v'heim shasku es ha'el atzas. See, they were silent towards my counsel. Le'orva libam l'hashiv amar maleha. There was no protest. No one spoke up and challenged my ideas, my advice. My words were accepted without question. Rashi pasuk of Aleph, Li Shamu V'Yichelu. The word V'Yichelu means Hashemim Devar Hayomiyachalim. They were yearning. Sheyiskaimu. So Rashi adds a little more flavor to the pasuk. It's not just that they would yearn to hear what I had to say. They could not wait. They could not wait until it would come true. I would predict. I would make predictions, different events that would happen in the world, and they could not wait until it would come true. Hayomiyachalim. And my words things that I predict would indeed come true. Ki misaris chachma hayabiyadi. Rashi adds this into the pshat in the pasuk. I had a tradition, a misaris of chachma. I had a talent for wisdom. My predictions always came true, and therefore people came to hear what I had to say, and they would act upon my advice. Pasuk Chof Beis. Achare Devari Lo Yishnu. Beautiful expression. People did not go for a second opinion. Go to a doctor. Doctor gives you advice, tells you your condition, tells you a treatment. So the way the world is, okay, that's just one opinion. You go to a Rav. You have a Shaila. So whatever the Rav tells you, that's just the first opinion. You go for a second opinion. Everything in life is like that, right? You call down someone to do some work in your home, so you have to get a couple of, you have to bring down different people to see, to price it out, see what they have to say, what they're going to do for you. When I gave advice, lo yishnu, now simply means they did not deviate. That is the simple interpretation. I told them what to do. They followed me to the dot, to the letter. Everything I told them to do, they did. That's simple. But on a deeper level, it means yishnu, a second. They did not go to someone else for a second opinion. They had blind faith in my opinions, my advice. V'olemo. Alei means concerning my words. Titov milasi, it dripped. The word titov is a very powerful word. My words dripped. My words dripped forth, and just a poetic expression. Rashi says the word titov is used in connection with prophecy. So according to Rashi, people listened to me, they accepted my advice as if it was the word of God itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was speaking. That's how much they valued my advice. Pasuk Chavez in the Mitzudos. Achrei Devari, Achrei Shedibarti Es Devari. After I spoke my words, Lo Hishtadlu Lekachas Eitza Pam Sheinis El Hadover Hahi. So Rashi, the Mitzudos here says, like I said, the second interpretation is they did not seek a second opinion. After I gave advice, Schwab, he translates his words, he translates that they did not deviate. They did not deviate one mashru from what I told them to do. Many times you get advice. I listen to what you told me to do 90%, but there are certain things I feel that I know better than you. I have more experience in this matter. So I'm not going to do every single thing you told me to do. No, not. That's, but according to Rav Schwab, lo shenisa means to change. They listened to Eiv 100%. Mitzvah is saying something different. They did not seek a second opinion. The olemo, concerning my words, amori, P Imrei P Haya Meduba Beneim was spoken among the people, ki yisaprum zeloze ad kilumod yichavu amori. The people would discuss. My words would drip. So similar to the Mitzvah saying, the dripping means that they would discuss. After my advice was given, it would be discussed among the chaverim. And that's what it means to drip. Dripping means it goes from person to person. Rashi, again, I tell you, refers to prophecy. Whole different interpretation. Prophecy. Al Beis Yitzchak in Amos, Hashem is again telling Amos, don't prophesize concerning Klal Yisrael. Beis Yitzchak is like Yitzchak, right? By a bris milah, we refer to Yitzchak. Yitzchak. Kiloimar kinevua hoya devari. My words were as words of prophecy. Pasuk Yud Chav Gimel. V'yichalu kamotar li. They would wait for me. They would wait just like a person yearns for the rainy season. A farmer who can't wait until it begins to rain in order the field will be watered, nurtured. Likewise, the people of my audience would wait. The same thing we had before in Pasuk Chav Aleph. V'yichalu. Here it's the same exact word, at least according to the Mitzudos. V'yichalu kamotar. They would yearn, they would anticipate my words like rain. Upiam poaru lemalkosh. They opened up their mouths wide, like one anticipates the late rains. The late rains, there's the early rain, there's yoreh umalkosh. Many of you are learning daf yomi. Yoreh is the early rains, malkosh are the later rains. So here it's a metaphor. People, they would open up their mouths wide to drink the late rains. That's the main rain, the rain which provides a great deal of nourishment for the earth. Likewise, they would yearn and open up their mouths wide to drink my words of wisdom. Rashi in Mitzudas Moschav Gimel v'yichalu hayum yachalim mekavim. They would yearn l'shmoya amori kasher, just like yikavu anoshim l'motar shmayim, like people yearn for the rains of heaven. L'achas man v'ichurav, and after a prolonged period of time, paschu pim l'dabe divrayim, only after. So Rashi here learns they open, when it says here paru pim paru, they open up their mouths, it means they did not speak until they were absolutely certain I finished my words. L'achas man, after a period of time, bi'ichuraf, after a long delay, only then, poschu pihem ledaber divrehem, did they open their mouths to speak what they had to say. Why? Kihim tinu ad asher adaber ani kol devarai tchila. They waited until I finished saying everything I had to say. So they would not open up their mouths and respond and engage me in conversation until they were absolutely certain I finished conveying, giving over to them everything that I had to say. So that's how he translates Piyam Po'aru Lamalkosh. Doesn't mean that they would drink. Okay, we're going to see over here another interpretation, but they waited for my words to come, and after my words came, they just listened very carefully until everything I completed saying everything I had to say, and only then did they open up their mouths, they opened up to respond. So Popiam paru lamalkosh. Lamalkosh is just an expression which means after a long period of time. Just like it takes a long period of time until the malkosh comes, in between the yoreh and the malkosh, there is a delay. They likewise delayed responding until a period of time has passed.
How long is the delay between yoreh and malkosh?
So the Gemara says Malkosh is the very end of the winter. Yoreh is Cheshvan, the Gemara, and Malkosh is Nisan. It rains even in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan.
So that's the time they waited?
It's a metaphor. It doesn't mean literally. It just means just like the two extreme. There is the early rain in Cheshvan, and there's a later rain in Nisan Malkosh. Here it means they waited for the early rain, and then they would not respond until a long period of time passed, which here we're giving as a metaphor. We're using the word Malkosh as a metaphor. Okay, Rashi says something a little bit different. Lizman Oruch, Hoyu Medna. I'm sorry, it's really the same thing it says. Lizman Oruch, Hoyu Medabrin. They would wait a long time, then hoyu medam. So it's the same thing. Rashi appears, we learn like the Mesudas, that uparu pia means they open up their mouths to speak. Ki rov sho'osehem, most of their time, their lashon of hours. Shos means hours. Most of their hours were done with shtika, were done in a state of quietness. They were listening carefully. Shayu te'evim l'shmaya devarai, they were yearning. They were thirsty, hungry to hear what I had to say. It's only later do they respond. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shrab learns Uposku Piyam Paru L'malkosh means they opened up their mouths to drink my waters, not to speak. Paru Piyam means literally to open forth. Paru. Rashi and the Mitzudos are translating the word paru, meaning they open your mouth and words come forth. Is that really what it means? Or maybe it means you open your mouth to accept, to drink. When a person drinks, you're not giving forth, you are receiving, you're taking in. They drank my waters in thirst. They drank, they yearned for the mutter to arrive, and they kept their mouths open wide to absorb and to swallow my words of wisdom, which are also being compared here to the Malkosh. So that's a different interpretation, not like Rashi and the Mitzudos. Okay, Pasuk Chof Dalet. These are actually metaphors, these are expressions, of course. Describing over here, you have described the good old days when people had respect. If you notice, the main theme of all of these psukim, a big chunk of these psukim is respect. Respect and kavod. It's not just you had a good life, you had money, and you had the children. The main thing that he is expressing is he had honor. And the honor is given in the form that people had respect for him, everything he said and did. Pasuk Chof Dal, this is very interesting. Eschak aleihem lo yaminu. Ve'or ponai lo yapilon. When I would make a joke, they didn't know how to react. They worship me. It's a very interesting idea because we don't really have this today anymore. Today most people that are popular in our society are people, they know how to make a good joke. So we expect to hear from them good jokes. But in the olden days,
important people don't joke around. They're very serious.
Right, but we don't have important people. Think about all of our leaders. How many people do you know never make a joke? We have just such respect. Everyone is expected today to speak on the level of the common man, whether it's rabbonim or whether it's politicians. That's the way it is today. You go to a shir, you listen to a candidate present himself for political office. They're going to make jokes, but when you have a person of real dignity, of honor, they don't make jokes. They're serious. You worship them. They are very serious people, and if they make a joke, you don't even realize they're making a joke. You think they're saying something serious. And when you tell them, I was just joking, they don't even believe you. It's hard for us to relate to such type of people, but these type of people, this represents a person who has...
It says that when I was given a share,
yeah.
And you're supposed to start
with something humorous. Not always, some of them, the Gemara says. And Chanani. Okay, but this was, he says that the people they worshipped Eov, they had such awe of Eov, Eschak. If I would make a joke aleihem to them, I would present something humorous to them, lo yaminu. They didn't believe I was joking. They thought I was saying something serious. That's the degree of awe they had for me. Furthermore, the or panai, the light of my face, lo ya pilun, never was looked at in a negative way. The apilun means no fell. They never had anything negative to say. Nothing I can possibly do or say would be reported in the media in the negative form. Everything was always a mila. Every chesaron I had was good. Let's look at the Mesudas Pasuk of Dalet. Eschak, if I would attempt to make a joke, they wouldn't believe I'm making a joke. It was strange to them that I would make a joke due to the exalted stature I had from these people. So they wouldn't even believe I was making a joke. The Arponai, the Imki Sochakti Alehem, and even if I would joke around with them, Im Kol Zen, nevertheless, Lo Hoyu Megarin Umechastrin Zoyar Ponai. Even if I would try to be friendly with them, they still maintained their fear for me. They didn't reciprocate by joking around with me. They did not try to become familiar. Familiar means that we're buddy buddy. The word lahogistaita means, like, it really means gaiva, but in this context it means to become familiar. They never considered themselves to be buddy buddy with me because of the enormous respect they had for me. Lahakel b'chvodi, to diminish my honor. Lahakos, to diminish. Lahakos here means to diminish or ponai, the radiance of my countenance. The respect they had for me was always the highest level possible. It never was diminished. Lo yapilun. Yapilun is a very hard word to translate. If you go take a look at pasuk, look at the Mitzudos Tzion, he translates yapilun in geroon, diminishment. Upechisas, diminishment. Come on, nofel anochi mikem. I am lower than you. I am humble before you.
Okay. Very sad reaction when somebody makes a joke and you feel they're going to get a receptive, and everybody sits there.
Well, being that they had such great respect for Eoiv, that's what happened. It was a mile in this context.
You know your audience.
Okay, let's see pasuk of Dalid in the Rashi. Rashi explains Lo Yaminu Shani Mesachik Imohem Bnei Chashivusi. Same thing as the Mitzvot. The Arponai Lo Yapilun Hoyu Yureim Leskari Velai. They were afraid to come near me. Ulahagis Libam Bi, to become familiar. Interesting. Rashi used word Libam, and the Mitzvot says Lahagis Daatom, their minds. Okay, but it's the same idea. The people had such great respect for me, they refused to loosen up in my presence. I was always respected no matter how I presented myself. Even if I tell the people, come, sit down, you take off your jacket. You know, in the olden days, Rosh Yeshiva would never take off their jacket in front of a Talmud. Right. I know a Talmud, he went to visit his Rebbe. He told me he went to visit his Rebbe, the certain Rosh Yeshiva in the mountains, in the Catskills. And he knocked on the door, and the Rebbe said, wait a minute, I have to put on my kapata. A Talmud should not see the Rebbe without his kapata, without his frak. No, I still jacket in respect for you. Not because of my respect. But this is an old time, you know, European Rosh Hashiva. Old time European Rosh Hashiva, there was dignity. A Talmud does not see.
They wouldn't learn without a jacket on.
Well, there's some of the Hasidim have a tendency to do that. They learn with their hat and a jacket. They learn the aim of the year. But today that's not the trend. Today that's not the style. Today
90 degrees
of
style.
Today it's not the way it is. It's today all the Rosh Hashivas, all the new, even among the Haredi yeshivas, it's not the trend. The trend is you're more one with the boys, and you're looser. And I'm one of the boys. That's the trend. It's certainly in Eretz Yisrael, there just it's hot. You know the heat is. You know it's a whole different story altogether. So there they don't even wear jackets altogether. And then you know, go to a chasna in America. I'm talking about go to a Haredi yeshiva, a chasna. Everyone was a hand jacket. They dance with a hand jacket. That's the style of dress. You go to a heavy-duty Haredi yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, whatever they are.
Only white shirts.
Only white shirts. No such thing. You go to a chasna by the dancing. It's unheard of. It's unheard of to wear anything because it's a different culture. It's a culture. I'm talking about the Rosh Yeshiva, the way you relate to the Rosh Yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva, will he dress down towards the Talmidim? So he's, today it's already, it's a different world. It's a Mizrachi, right? Everyone is a different culture. Every chevra has its own set of rules, its own set of rules, right? It's an echanami. Evchar Darka, but the Europeans, this is something, I mean, they talk about the old, we don't relate to it anymore. The old European the European Rosh Yeshiva had a whole different derech in dress and the way they present themselves in front of their talmidim and the balabatim. They wore up hats. They wore,
they wore,
you know,
hats when they learned.
That was a different world. Evchar Darkam, Pasuk Chaf Hey, here Eev says something very important. Evchar Darkam, I made their decisions. I control their lives. That's one interpretation. They came to me with dilemmas, with questions, and I chose for them a path in life. I made decisions on their behalf. The Eshev Rosh, wherever we sat, I always sat at the head. The Eshkoin Kemelech Bagedud, I was treated, I dwelt as a king among his soldiers. I was like, all these expressions, of king, I Yoshev Rosh, I made decisions, and the last expression means, oh, this is very an important idea of Shah Pointer, even though I was very, a king has a certain stiffness, this Kvoit HaMalchus. When you Yoshev Rosh, there's dignity. And when you're making decisions, that certainly expresses an idea of authority. There's a distance between you and the people. But yet, I also was able to feel their pain. I also had empathy for them. And how do I know? How kasha aveilim yinachem? I was a person who would give nechama yinachem, would be the one that would provide the words of comfort to the mourners. People look to me how to deal with tragedy. So he's describing an incredible koach that he had. He had the ability to make decisions. He was like a king. He was Yoshev Rosh. And he also was able to provide comfort for people that were in a state of distress. It's a very interesting talent because many people, you know, it's very hard to find a person that has that. These talents are very different. If you have dignity, you're a ruler, you're a king, it's not typical for a king to have that feeling of sympathy for people that are suffering. Because a king has to make decisions which are at many times cruel. Like they say it's very rare to find a person who's an orator and a great writer. And they say that, you know, the scientists say that the part of the brain that controls talent in writing is a different part than the part that controls the koyach hadibur. So it's very rare to have a person, Kosh Rok is a person, the brach, he's able to write very well. Koyach, he's a writer, he's not necessarily a very good speaker. The people that are very good speakers, they're not the best writers. Most of their books are ghostwritten.
They're not.
So it's the same thing, a person that has leadership capabilities, he's able to serve as a king, is not necessarily a person that's going to provide words of comfort for a person in a matzav of tzar. And a person that's good at giving nechama is not going to be a person that's going to be able to make tough decisions that's going to cause a lot of harm, difficulty for some people. Yet Eev says he had both of those talents. And that's how what he explains here in this pasuk. Evcha darkam ve'eshev rosh ve'eshkoin kamelech begedud kasher avim nach. It's a very complex pasuk because you normally the psukim don't have so many themes. Normally the psukim usually don't have more than two, and at most a stretch to have four ideas in one pasuk. Yet this pasuk has many ideas. Evcha Darkam is one, Eshev Rosh is two, the Eshkoin Kamelech Begedud is three, and four is Kasher Aveilim Yinachem. I was the person, you have to read it backwards, I was the one that was Menachem Yinachem, the Aveilim, that was my Koyach as well. Pasuk Chafein the Mitzudos, Evcha Ani Hayisi Boicher Darkam. Mitzudos learns, I would choose their path. Asher Yel Chuba, I made for them decisions. V'yashavti, number two. V'yashavti b'roish kulam, I sat at the head. Number three. V'shachanti b'neihem b'mokayim hamu'ula, I dwelt among them in the most prime space, in the place of stature. Kasha yishkan hamelech b'seich, like a king sits among his troops, his battalions. Kasher aveilim yinachem, this is a difficult expression, what does this mean? Hayisi lohem. We have to read the words backwards. I was to them ki ish asher yinachem es ho aveilim. Read it backwards. Yinachem aveilim. I was a person that would give comfort to the mourners. Rotzo loymar kemo shekulam yidnu lev l'shmo divrei hamenachem. When a person walks, a very dignified person walks into a base of, and we've all seen this, everyone moves over, right? Everyone allows this rough, a politician, or a public figure to sit in front, and all of a sudden all the conversation stops, and everyone is listening for the words of wisdom that are going to come forth from this great person to comfort the mourners. And then what happens? We're all very disappointed, because they don't say very much. I remember someone told me that he had a conversation with a very big Rosh Hashiva, and he said, like, you know, this Rosh Hashiva, wherever he goes, it's Kriyas Yamsa. He comes, he sits down, and then all of a sudden everyone is quiet and everyone listens. He says to him, I feel bad for you. You come to these settings, and everyone is expecting you to say, you know, words of wisdom. What are you going to say already? This is what the Talmud said to the Rosh Hashiva. It's pretty insulting. What are you going to say? How do you deal with he says, you're right, this. What could you possibly say? You go to
the lower east side, they would sit at the same table with the Soko. He had a friend of mine who came, and he says, oh, I'm going to go sit up close to listen to what they're talking about. So he goes up close, he's listening, and Moshe turns to the Rosh Hashiva and says, no, I shame the Tokai.
The words of wisdom, the great words of Chachma. Sichat Schulen. Yeah.
I had an experience. My brother-in-law died last year, and Rav David Feinstein came to pay Shivako, Pesach, that's what he said. And I don't think Rav David said five words the whole time.
He wouldn't, he never down. Does.
Huh?
He never does.
Never does. The only thing that came up. My brother-in-law, my nephew, the son of my brother-in-law, they asked him about the spelling of his last name is Ross. He asked him, how do you spell it? So David commented on it. And, you know,
that's it, I know. So what are you going to say?
Five words.
But it does seem that there are people that have a talent who know what to say. They know the right thing to say. There is such a thing, obviously. And Eev is saying about himself that he had this talent. He would come to a base ovel. Everyone would be quiet. He would speak, and he had magic. He had this ability to give comfort to the mourners, and everyone appreciated what he did. In addition to being the melech, in addition to making all big decisions in everyone's lives, in addition to being Yoshev Roish, he also had this ability, and he's complaining here that this now has been lost from me. Now when I walk into a Beis Avil, I don't even walk to a Beis Avil. I can't even walk. He was probably deaf. He was bedridden, but he's saying that this all has come to pass. Let's finish up those words one more time. Yeah.
So you think that the rump of a big stature, you know, that he's expected to say something, if you prepare something before it comes in.
Okay, but what could you possibly prepare to say in many of these situations? Enochnami, this has been lost from us. I remember someone once told me that used to be in Europe, not in this generation. There were people that had this talent or had a talent to eulogize, to be maspid. They were professional maspidim. Rachman Litzlan, someone would die. They would hire. They would bring in a person, and they would tell the person all about. This professional all about who the person, and he would move the people. He had even if he didn't know the person, he had the ability to make the people cry. And they would actually say that it was kedai to die for the hesped. The hespedim was so powerful, so moving, and it wasn't exaggerations. There's a talent. Today, the reason why I say this is because I always remember the story where there was a very great gadol. My father told me the story once. There was a very big gadol in America who was nifter, a truly great, great person. And my grandfather, he knew him well. He went to the Levaya, and he came back from the Levaya, and he told my father, for such has stayed in, it wasn't kedai to die. which means that it used to be, today we go to Levaya today, we all come away with this. Like, today no one gets justice. No one. Okay? But it used to be such a thing. It was kedai to die for such a hesed.
Okay, this is opposite about the road.
What?
I don't remember who died, but they asked him to be maspid. He said, "I need 2 weeks to prepare."
Okay, so there is something, and he's here. We have this idea, kasher avelim yinachem. What's the last words of the mitzvot? What's the lema of the mitzvot? I'm reading the end of the mitzvahs in this less expression. Just like when a person of stature enters the base level, everyone pays close attention to his words. He has the ability to take away the pain. Amori, Eov says about himself, everyone would listen to my words. The Choizel Ereshe Samorov, and now we're going back to the beginning of this parak. This now parak now has come to a conclusion. What does he mean to say here in parak Choftes? Loimar Ba'avur Goydel Cheskas Hayad Kizeh. Hevesi due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strong hand upon me, Hakezeh haba miyoyisher leches umichiba yisera. Hine choshavti shehit tachlif kvoidi loses li kavoid chadosh b'chol pam. I thought that due to my talent. Okay, one more time. Loim abavur goydel cheskas hayad kizeh habor due to my power. He's describing Eivu, describing his own power, due to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed me with a strong hand, meaning talent and power. And the reason why I have such talent and power is because of my good ways. I'm a righteous person. Ma'ba miyosher, it comes forth miyosher leches from my proper path in life. Umichibo yisera, and due to an enormous love that was bestowed upon me by the community. Hine choshavti shitachlif. I thought that this honor would be renewed for the rest of my life until I die in old age. Hine choshavti shitachlif kvoidi. This would renew my honor. Lo seisli kavod chadosh, to give me new honor b'chol pam until my end, until the end of my days, until I die. Going back to what he said a couple of psukim before. I really believe that I would die in old age in a state of honor. And yet, look what has happened. All of this has been lost. I've now fallen from this, my pedestal, down to nothing. And that's what he now describes in Pasuk Perek Lamed, but let's first see the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk says, Pasuk of Hein Rashi Efchar Darkam Kol Dirocheim the Atzosam Ani Hayisibocha. All of their ways and their decisions and advice that they needed, I would decide on their behalf. People would ask me which path we should travel and what should we do, and I would give them advice and a decision. If they would sit together, I always sat at the head of the table. Okay, so this concludes the description, Perikov test, of what it was like in the good old days. And now he contrasts that with Periklamid, describing what his life has turned into now. Now, let me give you some background. For whatever reason, he spends a lot of time, an enormous amount of time in this parak, describing the type of people who mock him. And he has many psukim describing these a group of people who are the lowest of the low, the worst elements of society. And it's particularly these people that mock Eiv. When they see Eiv, they spit on him. They laugh at him. They mock him. And this to Eiv causes Eiv the greatest distress. It represents the greatest degree of bizyonos. The Gemara talks about there are five different types of nezek. Nezek, tsar, sheves, ripui, and boshes. So the Gemara says, well, what is the shear of boshes? What is boshes? So the Gemara says, all depends on the stature of the person that is being embarrassed and the one who is embarrassing. And from the scale, it appears that the more dignified you are, and the lower the stature, the lower dignity of the one that's bringing embarrassment. Well, I shouldn't really say that. It's really complicated. It all depends. There's a very complicated way of evaluating. Every situation is different. You have to judge every single situation. But here, Eiv is saying that he considers himself to be very great. and he considers these people that are embarrassing him, mocking him, and spitting on him to be the lowest of the low, and this is what causes him enormous pain. Maximum tsar. Okay, the ato and now, Pasuk Aleph, Perigla Pasuk Aleph.
The time runs in his Sefer Rosh Hashanah. He says that sometimes the more a person gets insults, the more happy he is, because that's his kapara by the hand.
Okay, that's a big Bamadrega, but it's not something you're asking for. It's not something the Chatchila you would. If that's what happens, so you have no choice. You have to deal with it. So you have to look at the good side. The good side is it's a kapara. But l'chatchila, no one is asking for bezionos. V'yatwa now sochaku olai tzirim mimeni. Now look what has happened to me. I have fallen from my pedestal, and I am being mocked. Sochaku means to be mocked. Olai. By who? Tzibi, young men. Who are the young men? Me men. They're much younger than me. That's number one. Liyamim, in days. They're much younger in years and days. Who are these people? These people are the children of the of low lives. So it's bad enough that the people who are mocking me themselves are low lives. But to add insult to injury, they are the children of low lives. And how does he describe a low life? People that are not even on the level of a dog's. A person has a herd, you have cattle, you have sheep. It was common in ancient times to guard the sheep with dogs. There are watchdogs that on the perimeter.
Sheep dogs.
So there are, he's describing the people, they're not even worthy of being sheepdogs. Who? The parents. Certainly the children who have no chinuch. Young men who are people who are young, much younger than me in years. Asher mo'asti avosam. I have rejected their parents, loshis, to put them in kalvei tzoni. I wouldn't let their parents even serve as a sheepdog. So certainly the children I wouldn't allow to serve as a sheepdog. That's how low these people are in my eyes. And it is specifically these low lives who are mocking me. How can I deal with this? Okay, let's take a look at the Mitzudos Aleph. The Ata, Koiner, he means to say, Avo lo kein hu. The entire Perikov test has been transformed, has been ripped away from me. Ki ato now nepach od hadavar. Not only have I lost the stature of my past, of all the honor that I received in the Perikov test, but yet it's worse. Ki sochaku olai, I am mocked. Af anoshim si'irim imeni liyam, and people who are much younger than me in years. Umibuz mishpochos, they come from despicable, despised families. How do I describe the lowliness of these families? Ashem asti esavoisam. I have rejected their fathers, losumosam, to appoint them im hakalovim. I wouldn't even allow them to serve as my sheepdogs, who are what are the kalovim? He describes they are the shomrei tzayini, to be the guardians of my sheep. Liyos gam him l'shomrim im hakalovim, to let them serve alongside the dogs. I would not allow them because they're not responsible, they are of low character, they're nothing in my eyes. And yet now their children, when they see me on the street, they spit on me, as he's going to say explicitly in a few moments. Yeah.
Why should he be affected by such low lives? This is low lives everything. It's almost like saying there's a wild dog in the street barking, you stop and bark back at the dog. In other words, why should he even be affected? Because who was it coming from? From garbage. So why should you be affected?
I guess in contrast to what once was, it's very painful. Years ago, he was a respectable person.
Where is he coming from?
It doesn't matter. He's just expressing, look how far I have fallen. Even though it's true, it's coming from people that are dogs. They're not worth anything. But look how things, how my fortune has changed. I used to be on the top of the world, and now dogs spit on me. So it's a very painful reality. In Echonami, the people who are speaking, they're garbage. It doesn't mean anything. But look at my matzah. Let's take a look at
aspects of this.
Yeah.
It's not only the people that know him personally.
Yeah.
But even the
society,
no real contact with him, don't know him so much, even they've given design.
Even said again, even right. Yeah, that, he's saying no one could care less. I remember I once read about Truman, President Truman. So the day after he was no longer president. The day after the election, or the day after he stepped down from being president, so he said to someone, "Yesterday, when a word came out of my mouth, within seconds, within minutes, it traveled around the entire world." The entire world. And today, it couldn't care less. When you're no longer president, no one can care less what you have to say. So, it's interesting. You have had enormous stature, and it's been taken away, and it's very painful. That's what he says. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi. No Rashi. Pasuk Beis. Gam koach yideihem lomali. These people are worthless. Not only are they lack intellect, character, morals. They don't even have physical strength. Some people, they don't have minds. At least they can work. They can use their bodies. They can do something. They can be productive. These low lives, they have nothing to offer. They don't have the ability to use their minds. They don't even have the ability to use their bodies. And it's these people that are spitting on me. Gam koyach yideim lomali. What benefit do I have even out of the power, the physical power of their hands? Olemot, concerning such people, avat kolach. Old age is lost. Meaning they're lost. This is a very, very powerful expression. It means their lives are worthless. They can live 100 years. They can live to an age to old age, but their life experience is avad. It's a waste. Their lives are nothing but a waste. Normally, a person, even if he does not accomplish anything, doesn't have a mind, and has not accomplished anything with his body. But just life experience is worth something. Just living a long number of years and seeing what happens in this world, that is also worth something. But concerning these people, avat kolach, old age has been lost. The benefit of life experience is as if it does not exist. That's what he has to say concerning such people. Avat kolach, pasuk beis in the mitzudos, gam kolach yideim, label vad al shehoyu pichusim b'mala. Not only are these people low lives, they have no morals, no character. B'mala ma'astim, have I rejected them? Ki gam bavur ki amarti, I've also said, lomali kolach yideim. What do I get out of their physical power? Ki haloi ma'ati, it's nothing. They're not strong people. These are weaklings. The ein bo dai lahatzilat soin min habol l'treifa. If an animal, a wolf, will come to attack my sheep, they don't even have the physical strength to push away, to chase away the wolf. Olemo, concerning these people, I say the following.
It's interesting that that's a follow-up to the previous possible where you compare them
to dogs. The sheepdogs. So say they're worse than sheepdogs.
They're worse than
sheepdogs. They can't protect the sheep. Exactly. That's what he means to say. They're not even like sheepdogs. And he says, Olebu, concerning these people, I have two words to say about them. Ovat kolach. It appears to me that's the ultimate insult you can say about a human being. Ovat kolach. What does that mean? Kolach means zikena. It means old age. Ovat means it's lost. It's as if it does not exist. Life experience is worthless for these people. They don't learn anything from life. Has zikena shohoysa bohem, he hoysa this. Hadamsha has zikna shohoysa bohem, he hoysa vuda, it has been lost. Ki ma toeles hoya behaz behiz daknam. What benefit is there in their old age, in their life experience? Hoyel vohoyu pechusim b'mala. Number one, they have no character. Number two, v'chalushi hakoyach, they have no physical strength. They have not contributed anything worthwhile to society, even if they were to live to a ripe old age. That's what I say about these people. Now he goes on to describe more detail, but first pasuk beis in the Rashi, gam koyach yideim lama, hoyel li be'osin hayamin. Yomim? What benefit did I have from these people during those days? He's referring back to the good old days when he was in a state of when Eve was healthy. Then at that point in time, he employed or he knew about these people, these their fathers and these people. During even my good old days, I had no benefit out of these people. I had no benefit from these people in the past. Rishoyim hayu v'loy te'elas bohem. I had no benefit from these people. Ki puranus bo al yodam. They only made trouble. They were nothing but troublemakers in this world. And now, look at this. And now these people, now when I am sick, they're coming, I'm coming here and they're making for me trouble. Olemu, concerning them, avat kolach. Kolach means zikna. Old age has been lost. Their lives are nothing but a waste. Pasik gimel. He describes in more detail now he goes on for many psukim describing, it's not clear, why do you have to describe them in such detail? For whatever reason, that's what he chooses to do here. He describes the lowliness of this class of people. Number one,
I think he's just trying to emphasize the fact,
the bizionos,
how bad the bizionos
was. If I'll be disgraced by someone of stature, at least they dealt with me. The lowest of the low. The lowest of the low. So he wants to suggest, because that adds to his pain.
It shows you how much it affected him.
It does affect him.
It is affecting him, obviously. But you're saying they're not worth anything.
But I'm being affected by nothing.
Okay, but that's how what he described. Let's take a look. B'cheser uvichafan galmu. Now here it says, I have with the ratio. With the ratio, is b'cheser.
Yes.
Okay. B'cheser. He means you have to really exchange the ratio for a dalit. B'chesed. These people have no morals. They have no. They don't give. Chesed by definition means to give. These are people. Galmud means they are all alone. They are denied. They're not part of society. Any citizen in society by nature does chesed to some degree, kindness. If you don't do chesed, it means you're basically not part of society, you're a lowlife. So these people are galmud from cheser, and they're galmud also from, they are in a state of chafan, meaning poverty.
Interesting,
Rashi. Okay, let's go one. Okay, let's take a look one at a time. Yeah, you're right. Let's take a one at a time.
To be lacking,
b'chesed. To be lacking. Okay, let's see. You want to say chesed means to be lacking? Okay. Okay, let's just read the whole pasuk. Galmud means isolation. Ha'orkim means they chase. They run after tzia, desolation. Alant emesh means darkness. Shoah umishoah. Those are two words which are read together, like Holocaust, utter desolation. These are people who pursue the nothing of nothing. Okay, let's take a look at this. First, look at the Metsudos Tzion. Pasuk Gimel, he does not translate the word cheser. In the Metsudos Tzion, Mekofon, he translates as ravon, hunger. Now let's take a look at the Metsudos David, b'cheser, b'sibas chisaron ha'oshrif. So he translates over here as a lack, chisaron. Not like I told you chesed, that's a different interpretation, but here he translates it to mean b'sibas chisaron ha'oshrif, due to a lack of wealth, u'b'sibas, and due to the cause of horror of famine, yeshu galmud, they live in isolation. They don't live in a normal society. Mibli chevras anoshim, they do not participate in society. Ki nichlemu losheves bein anoshim, they are embarrassed to live among people. Ha'orkim, what does this word mean? Ha'yunosim, they chase, they pursue. Le'eretzia u'shemama, they run after a land of desolation. Emesh, ha'mokom she'ein anoshim mitzuyim lahastir kloinam, a place where people are not found. Why do they travel there? Lahastir kolonim, to hide their shame. Emesh means darkness, and means they'll go to a place of darkness in order to conceal the fact that they are not human beings. Rashi, cheser uchafan, hayu galmud. Due to the fact that they're lacking, will translate like the Mitzvahs, they're lacking wealth, and due to the fact they are in a state of chafan, of hunger, galmud, they are in isolation. Ha'orkim, they pursue, Rashi, tzia, shemavrichim, oisam, they are chased away from society to live in darkness. those different expressions of darkness. So he's describing in Pasuk Gimel people of the lowest of, these are people that are lowest of the low. They have nothing to offer to society, and they live in isolation. And it's particularly these people who are coming now. He's going to describe in a few moments are coming to disgrace me. Pasuk Dalet.
They're coming out of isolation to
mock me. Yes.
Rashi always points out.
Yeah.
Rashi always points out.
Yeah.
Why is this? Why is that? Here, he's referring to
it
as chesed, not
chesed. Chesed, yeah, no, he's saying chesed. Chesed means chosed. Rashi means like the Mesudas. Rashi is like chesed, he's not translating anything, I shouldn't say that.
He didn't point out.
Let's look like the Mesudas. Chesed means lacking. What are they lacking? They're lacking wealth, they're lacking parnosa. Being that these people lack parnosa, and being that these people are in a state of hunger, and they're ashamed of their state, or they're not part of society, they are galmud, they are in isolation, they run to the desert where no one can find them, to a place of tzia, to a place of emesh, to a place of shoya umeshoa, and they only come out of their holes to be mevazini. Now he describes in Pasuk Dal, he continues to describe these people, hakoitvim meluach alesiach, they don't have normal food, they snatch maluach. Means either herbs or means things that are salted, different types of things that are not healthy. Ale siach, siach means the field or the trees. V'shoresh resamim lachman, they eat roots of resamim, a certain type of herb. That is what they eat for their meals. It's not a healthy food, but being they have nothing else to, what to eat, that's what they survive on. They grab from the ground a salty herb, the ale ilon, and leaves from trees, the shoresh resamim, even though these people are not pleasant to eat, they're not pleasant to eat, and yet they have no choice. That's all they're able to come up with. Rashi, hakoitvim, maluach ale siach, the yoisam bimidvaros. Being that these people, they live in the deserts, they would snatch from the ground salted things, al ilanois, hayarim, on the trees of the forest, and they eat it. What is meluach? Shame asif, who is the name of the grass. Uvaloshan arami, nikrets called kikulin. Uvaloshan mishneh, meluchim mitzush. They would bring out meluchim, salted vegetables on tables of gold. What does it mean? Siach? Siach is ilon a tree kamo echad achad hasichim. Okay, pasik. Hey, here the hero will continue to describe these people. Min gave ye go roshu. Gave means from within. And from this, in the context, it means from within the cities. The police or the people of the cities have driven them out of the cities. From within the cities, Yigoroshu, they've been driven away. Yoriu Olemo Kaganov, they're afraid of them like a ganov. They fear. What it means, they raise up their voice. Whenever these people come close, they come near the city, the people of the city sound an alarm to warn people that Ganavim are entering. And as these people, as going to say in a few moments, is the ones who can maki of pasik hey in the mitzvahs min gav, means min toch, from within ho'ir the city, ho'yu nigorshim, they were driven out. The abrios hayu merim alayhem, and the people in the city would scream, would cry out concerning these people. We call lemar gorshu, gorshu, run away, go, run away. Kasha yiru alaganef beis yigorosh, like people scream at the ganef that he should run away. Kirashi pasik hey min gav, sending min karev ir hayu nigorshim, they were driven out of the city. Pasik vav, where do they live? They live by arutz nicholim lishkon. Arutz means in a crevice, in a crack in a nachal in the valley.
Modern term.
Yeah.
Channel.
In a channel of a valley they dwell. Choyre ofar v'chefim, in holes of earth and rocks. They don't live in a normal place. They live in caves. The cavemen. Let's do one more pasuk. Bein sichim yin haku. Among the sichim, they cry out. They make sounds. The sichim means among the thorns. Tachas gesundheit, tachas chagul yisupachu. Yisupachu means to gather. They gather together underneath different types of shrubs, of thorns and thistles. That's where they live. Let's see the pasuk vav and zayin in the Mitzudos. Ba'arutz leman yeruchaku mibnei adam. Being that they have to distance themselves from civilization, lishkoin becharitzi hamakom, they live in cracks of the ground, uvenikvei ha'ofar v'haslam, in the cracks of the earth and rocks. Pasuk zayin, bein, among the shichim, the sichim, the thorns, bein hu'ailanos, among the trees, yitzaku v'yehemu. They cry out, kiparoim, like these wild creatures. Bavur hara, being that they're hungry, v'tachas atzei hakoitzim, yiskapsu v'yis asfu, and they gather together underneath these thorn and thistle trees. Rashi pasuk vav says, barutz necholim yesh eretz melucha. There are salty lands that crack, form cracks, and in these cracks, that's where they live. Misbakas shasham hayushoich shoichvim b'choyaf, and that's where they would live, in the holes of the earth. V'chori nikikaslam, in the holes of the cracks of the rocks. V'chibim targum shal sloim. Dover acher barutz necholim hu hanikik shoyis hanachal svivosav. It's the rock. The nikik, it's the rock which the nachal forms around. I don't know exactly what it means. Same idea. They live in strange places. Pasik ches b'nei novel. These are people who are novel. Novel means withering people. They're low lives. Okay, Adam Pachos is called a novel. Gambane v'li shame. These are people that have no purpose in life. They have no mission. Shame means your mission, your identity, your purpose. These are people that have no purpose in life. Niku min ha'aretz, they've been cut off from the earth. Pasuk ches in the Mitzudos, b'nei novel, v'hine. Bineim hasecha kimolai. Now he's coming over here to close the circuit. Eof. After describing the lowliness of these people, he says that these people and their children, bineim hasecha kimolai, their children who mock me, asher yikru bnei novel, they're called bnei novel, gam bnei b'li shame. They're also called people that have no name. Al kilo hayol aviyam shame. Their father had no name. Al pnei chutz, he name a oz nishmu v'nidku gam hema. From time immemorial, what? They're nobodies. Nishmeru, they've been cut off. And Nidku, they've been crushed. Gam hema min aretz ki bavur pechitzas aviyam loymatsu mi yichanam. Because their father were low lives, their children also grow up without any chinuch. They have absolutely no standing in society. That's what how he described these people. Pasuk ches in the Rashi, kniku bimei min aretz. They've been cut off from the earth. Shehayisi mashpilam. I have lowered them. Lashon nechei. Give an example. Mashpilam lashon nechei ruach. Another example means that these are people are they're low lives. They're nobodies. They're low lives. Okay. Now he ties it up. Pasuk test. Now he comes back and he explains after describing in detail the nature of these low lives, which has gone back all the way from pasuk aleph. Right, from Pasuk Aleph, he described these people that they're not even the parents are not even good to serve as sheepdogs. And then in Pasuk Beis, they have no physical power. Pasuk Gimel, they are lacking in wealth. They are hungry. They run to a land of Tzio Emes, Shor, Meshoah. And then Pasuk Dal, describing what they eat. Pasuk Vav, describing where they live. And Pasuk Zayin, also describing where they live. And now Pasuk Ches, describing people that have absolutely no purpose in life. Pasuk Tes, V'ata, now, Negino Sam Hayisi. I am the topic, the subject of their mockery. It's these people that make leitzanis of me. Vo'ehi, vo'hem lemila. I am a mila. I am a buzzword. When they say Eiv, they mean it's a dirty word. Eiv means you're a cursed person. I'm going to Eiv you. I'm going to eat of you. They make me into a form of mockery. Pasuk ches. Pasuk test. And so it's v'yata now. Hine ata now. Yiskadlu olai. They have prevailed upon me. V'ani lohem le'nigun. They have songs. Ki yin yinginu bidvarai. yinginu bidvarai, inagnu bidvarai hamikrim asher bo'olai. They sing about me. They have composed songs. They have composed songs describing what has happened to me. Asher bo'olai, vani elehem lemila. All of their stories of mockery are about me. That's what has become of me. Pasuk Yud in Pasuk Test, there is no Pasuk Test. Let's go to the Pasuk Yud. Tiavuni. They have, they hate me. They have turned me into something which is hated. Rachaku many, they have distanced themselves from me. And from before me, they did not withhold spit. They did not withhold. It was nothing for them to spit upon me as they passed. Pasig yod in the mitzudos. Tiavuni. They detest me. They distance themselves from me. They do not withhold me from spitting before me. As we don't know that, the Mitzvah says, of course, it's disgusting to spit upon a person. There is no Rashi, Pasig, Yud Aleph. Next thing he describes. Ki yisri Pitach. Now here, according to the Mitzvot, he's describing Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why do these people have, why do they feel free to spit on me, to mock me, to hate me, to distance themselves from me? It's because you, Hashem, have taken away my power. The Yeser is the drawstring of the bow. And previous paragraph, when Eov describes his power, he says that he was a Keshes. In ancient times, when you walk the streets, you walk with your weapon. So what was the weapon in ancient times? It wasn't a gun, it wasn't a pistol, it was a bow and arrow. So the bow and arrow is a metaphor for strength, for power, for stature. So here he says, but your power, your bow is only as good as the string, the yeser, the drawstring, which is attached to the bow. But being that you, Hashem, have removed my yeser, the drawstring on my bow, you have taken away from me my health, my power, and these people see that, they take note of it, and they use it as believe that it's an indication that I'm a Rasha, and that gives them the right to mock me. Ki yisri pitach, you have undone my yeser, vai aneni, and you, Hashem, have afflicted me. Veresen mi ponai shilechu, and you've taken the muzzle. The muzzle has been taken away, meaning that these people, their muzzles have been removed, and they're free to bring forth words of mockery. Pasuk off the mitzudos. Ki yisri pitach, mi shebeyodo liftoyach, the one that has the power to open, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pitach yeser kashti, has opened, has removed the drawstring of my bow. Lebal uchaliros, I'm no longer able to shoot arrows. Od meata, anymore. Uvazeh, and by doing so, ino koichi, you have diminished my power. Ki hinani mosur biyadam, I'm now given over to the hands of my enemies. Vleuchali lochim lemulam veratzolaymar hamokoyim hakadosh baruch hu. You hatish koichi have weakened me. Veresen. Now resen means the bridle. It means the muzzle that goes on the animal. Hachoyzek shohayili aleihem. The power that I had over my enemies. So the way the Mitzvah learns Pasuk is, the bridle is the driving wheel of an animal. In the olden days, the way you control the animal is you put on the mouth a muzzle or a bridle, and you pull it in different directions. What? You steer it. You steer it. So it's this that I had the power to steer, to control these people, who has been removed from me. Now they're loose. They're free, and they do what they want. Choyzek shohoye li aleihem lahatoysam, to steer them l'chol asher echbetz, in any direction which I chose. Ka'odam ha'oiches beresen hasus ulahatoysa haderech, hinei behold, ato sholchu has been removed. V'gorshu miponai esaresen, and you, Hashem, have removed, driven away the bridle from before me. Rotzoloymar, Parku, all these people have cast off their yoke, v'yotzu mitachas yadi, and they're no longer under my control. They're free to mock me and to make trouble for me. Rashi pasuk gedalif ki yisri pitach yeser kashti, the drawstring of my bow, pitach you have opened. And Rashi in the parenthesis says k'mo shemati l'malo v'kashti tachalif. This is in contrast here in Perek Lamed. He's coming to contrast what he had in the good old days in Perek Chavtes. In Perek Chavtes, he said that my kashti, my bow, Tachlif was renewed. I was always in a state of perpetual renewal. My power was good. Toloimar, Koichi Hitish, you Hashem have weakened my power. Me Shebidu Lahasais, the one that has the power to do so, referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vedesim Miponai Sholchu, Risni Shayu Mirusonim Bo, Sholchu Miponai. Ki Enam Yedeim Meata Mimeni, the Risni, the bridle that I had, that I would cast upon them to control them, to guide them, to steer them, has been removed. Shulchu Miponai has been taken away, been sent away from before me, meaning, ki einam yireyem me'ata mimeni, they're no longer afraid, I no longer have authority over these people, and therefore they now mock me and they make trouble for me. Okay, we'll stop here.